you know.
I bet he's lying.
Guys.
What's up?
Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Devishi. It's better like this.
Hey there, EuroLeague fans. Welcome back to a very special edition, EuroLeague and Friends. As we all know, the Final Four starts in a matter of days, and we would like to share our excitement with you all. I'm Deniz Aksoy, joining from Istanbul, Turkey. And today we're going to discuss defending champion Panathinaikos back to Final Four to defend the title. If it wins, Panathinaikos will get its 8th star and win back-to-back EuroLeague title for the first time ever. And my co-host is Vasiliki Karamuza, joining us all the way from Athens, Greece. Kalimera, kalispera, kalinihta, Vasiliki.
Merhaba, Deniz. What's up? Good to see you again.
Good to see you too. I'm so happy. I'm so excited. Can you please share the name? Who is with us? Who's our special guest?
I can do something better. I can give you clues so you can guess who he is. Let's start. Okay. He has a great smile.
The whole roster has great smiles. So
okay, fair point, fair point. He's super fast.
PG point guard?
No, he's a forward.
My nationality.
Yes, you got this one right. And I'm talking, of course, about Jerry Osman. Jerry, welcome on board.
Hello.
Merhaba.
Thank you so much. Good to see you guys too. Merhaba. Selam.
Selam. So happy to see you. And did Vasiliki describe you very well? Or do we have to add some stuff?
No. I think it was a good description, you know, especially about being super fast.
Yes. This is your first Final Four, EuroLeague Final Four. So there's been a couple of days since the series with Efes ended. So have you been able to like realize that it's really coming to life? And also, have you ever been to a Final Four before, you know, as a fan, as a celebrity?
I went to the game. I don't remember what was the year, but when Fenerbahce played against Olympiakos in Istanbul.
It was 2017, if I'm not mistaken. And it was a good one. But we understand it's all business. Since you're Turkish, of course, I would like to ask you that question. So how difficult was it for you to eliminate your former team? Well, your the team that you grew up and you know everyone over there.
I'm still kind of recovering, you know, from the game 5, and everybody's recovering slowly. But, you know, it was definitely a very, very tough series. We played against very talented, very good team. A team that I played there for 9 years, that
right.
I grew up there. So definitely it was, it was very difficult. But in the end, you know, we're professionals, and you know, I'm playing for Panathinaikos, and I have to give my 100% every time I step on a court. And that's what I did every time I stepped on a court. You know, I'm guy, and like a lot of people know me by playing hard every time, by playing with emotions. I just wanted to help my team, you know, get to the Final Four, and I'm glad that I did it.
There was also some emotions after game 5, since you grabbed the mic and started singing like Panathinaikos chants. So how well have you adapted so far in Greece, and how great it is to have so much support from people there in Athens?
It's amazing. It's amazing. You know, to be honest, and probably you guys know too, that in the first two and a half months, maybe 3 months, it was not easy for me. Coming back from the NBA, adjusting to the European basketball again, it was not easy. But, you know, day by day, you know, I kept working hard. I know that my teammates, coaches, you know, they supported me every day. Our fans, they did an amazing job. They never stopped supporting me. And, you know, after that game 5, I just wanted to show them my love, my respect to them. And you know, especially I was really emotional when they were chanting my name when I was at the free throw line, and you know, hearing like 20,000 people chanting my name, that was beautiful. I mean, it was definitely a dream coming true. So it was a very, very, very great night for me.
Because I think Panathinaikos fans, community, players, you all, you guys want more. You want to make a history, winning back-to-back EuroLeague titles. So is it a chance, JD, to make that history for the first time ever?
Of course. We believe in each other. We believe in our team. We have a great team, a lot of great talent. That's why I don't see a reason why not to, you know, repeat and win it back to back. So this is why the team, why we have this team to go and to compete every year for this championship. So, you know, we're reaching our goals step by step. So right. We need two more wins. So starting with Fenerbahce game, another tough game, obviously. I think that everybody's ready and very, very motivated for those games too.
And your coach has done it before with Anadolu Efes, winning back-to-back EuroLeague titles.
So that's why we are, you know, we feel even more comfortable, you know, having that kind of coach with us. It's gonna help you obviously a lot.
I remember you talking about the back-to-back since the day that you landed in Athens. I was there at your arrival, and I remember you specifically mentioned that from day one. So I guess this is what you came back from the NBA to fight for the EuroLeague trophy. So how satisfied are you with how things have played out these months?
I mean, great so far. Everything has been great so far. You know, like I said, we're reaching our goals step by step. You know, maybe we could have done a better job during the regular season. You know, we had a little bit of up and downs, but in the end, we reached our goal. The goal was to have the home advantage. We did that, and obviously to qualify for the Final Four. So right now, we are moving towards every step we were, you know, looking for. And like I said, two more games we have, we are ready to go and get another one.
And JD, I'm always curious about this. I mean, it sounds like and it looks like from outside that it's fun in Athens right now for you. So I want to know, how many times are you getting stopped and congratulated on the street when you're in the city around the main areas? That how is the love from Greek fans to you?
I mean, it has been amazing from the beginning of the year, but right now, at this point, it's really crazy, you know. And I will never say that I don't like it, because this is something amazing, you know. That, you know, they really do appreciate you for everything you are doing for this team. So that's why, you know, I'm really happy that I was able to make them to love me, to support me, you know, every day since the beginning of the day, since the beginning of the season I got here. So that's why I'm really happy that I was able to show what am I capable of, what kind of player actually I am. So, you know, it was, for me, it was a matter of time in the beginning. Yes, I was struggling, but right now, you know, I'm just playing my basketball. I play it right now like I always play. So that's why I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so, so proud as a Turkish person to hear this, to imagine this, to picture this. But also, we're going to see you in Abu Dhabi, and we're asking all of our guests about Abu Dhabi tickets, Final Four tickets. And JD, tell us that you're bringing LeBron James with some friends and family. Who is coming with you to Final Four?
I don't know about Bron. I mean, you know, I haven't spoke to him yet. But, you know, who knows? Maybe, you know, if I shoot him a text, if he has some free time, maybe for a couple of days, why not? But, you know, for the Final Four, obviously, I'll have my closest people, my family, my wife, my nieces.
We'd be lying to
you. I mean, you know.
I bet he's lying.
Hey, guys. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Vivici. Is better than this.
Hi.
Wait, let's take a picture. Hold up. I just not even here. Hey. Come here, sharp. There you go.
Bye.
Yeah, they're really good. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, where were we?
We were talking about
friends.
Like
I said,
yes.
Final. Yeah. You know, just really bringing my close people to me. Obviously, you know, my wife, my family, my nieces. My lucky charms. I'm very excited. I'm very excited. Everybody's excited for us, for the team. So I cannot wait.
Yes. And please tell LeBron, text him. It's not something big deal, you know. Text him.
I might, you know.
Yeah, okay. We're waiting for that. We're waiting to see LeBron with you over there. But now I would like to ask you, are you a big Star Wars fan? Because the First Jedi, can you exchange some words with us about this whole story behind that?
Yeah, so the thing is about the Jedi thing is, so how it came, it came because of my grandmother. She's a big Star Wars fan. So that's how it came. Of course not. I'm just kidding. She's not a big fan of Star Wars. She's not. This is.
I thought it was true.
So this is obviously the Star Wars, the First Jedi name came actually with my team that I'm working with for a long time. That is also, you know, controlling my social media, my image rights. So this is how we came with this name, obviously because of the Star Wars. I cannot say like, you know, I watched all of it, but I did definitely watch some of it. And you know, and still coming out, still new movies are coming out. So I need to keep catching those. But yeah, that's how it came, especially because of, you know, being called Jedi. It was kind of an easy name.
Jedi, I think we will use only the part of the grandmother and we will keep it as it's real.
It's much better. It's much better. We will keep the myth alive now.
Okay, all good.
But now we should talk about the semifinals. A Turkish player eliminated in the playoffs, a Turkish team, and facing another Turkish team in the semifinals of Final Four 2025. So we all know that since you're Turkish, since you played against so many times that team, Fenerbahçe Beko, how difficult, and because we all know that it's a powerhouse right now, how difficult to play against them? Can you analyze that semifinal for us a little bit?
Obviously, a very, very tough matchup is going to be. I mean, we beat them twice this season in both games, but both games were very tough, and it went to the, you know, last seconds. So we know that we're expecting a great fight, you know, between two great teams, and they have been really playing well, and especially in the playoffs, you know, they swept Paris, which I think was, you know, really impressive. I was expecting obviously Fenerbahce to win, but I was not expecting to be 3-0. So you know, hats to them. And yeah, it's gonna be a very tough matchup. They have great players, great coach. So do we. And it's gonna be, I think, you know, a great semifinal game. But obviously in the end, we know who's going to be winner, so we'll see.
So apart from, you already said that you're qualifying from the first semifinal. So what about the other? Olympiacos is going against Monaco. What do you expect there?
Yeah, I mean, another tough challenge, obviously. You know, Olympiacos and Monaco, they have a great team. Monaco is, I would say, a very dangerous team since they have a lot of players who can play a lot of one-on-one. Obviously, Mike James, Okobo, Jordan Lloyd, Alpha Diallo. I mean, those players are really great. And then obviously the latest addition, Daniel Theis.
Last game, Papayannis.
Yeah, last game, Papayannis. And then he did not play first two games, right? And then he came, and after that, he played amazing. So it was definitely a great game between them and Barcelona. But in the end, I think, and what I would like to see would be a Greek derby in the finals.
Okay, we will grab our popcorns and wait for that to happen. Sorry, Denise, for
yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just obviously, I'm just this is what, you know, I'm thinking.
Know.
This is what I would love to see. But really, in the end, it doesn't matter who we face off in the finals. But first of all, like I said, we respect Fenerbahce a lot. We know that they're a great team. And we expect a great battle.
Right. And JD, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
And see you in Abu Dhabi.
Sure.
I want to wish you a luck, but you know, I'm Turkish. So I'm Turkish wishing you a luck, but also
wishing
a luck to Fenerbahçe Beko as well.
Wait a minute. Before we forget, we need from you, Jedi, to make a promise. What will happen if Panathinaikos wins? It's your first Final Four. You have to promise us something.
That's a good question. I think that I might have another surprise, but I'm not gonna say it here yet because I'm still working towards that thing. So I need to make a couple adjustments and then we'll see. Let it be a surprise.
Okay, I hope you don't sing the Greek national anthem because that would be definitely a surprise.
It's not going to be a Greek national anthem, but we'll see.
Okay. We will be there to remind you. Me and Denise will be there to remind you.
JD, one promise: if you win the title, at least give us the longest interview to your league and friends. Is it okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, all good.
JD, before you go, message to all the fans out there who are supporting you.
I just want to say thank you, you know, to the fans that from the beginning of the season until now, every game that we played home, they were amazing. Every game that we play away, they were amazing. They supported us. I want to say them thank you for this season and hopefully we'll lift the trophy all together.
Thank you, JD.
All right.
Thank you very much, Jedi.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Güle güle. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Girl, first of all, Vasiliki, you described him very well. How would you do the introduction of me?
Bombshell, energy bringer, stunning, I don't know, great professional, best post-game interviews of EuroLeague. Can I say more?
Can I say something about you?
Yes.
Best partner ever.
Oh, thank you. And we will be partners in Abu Dhabi as well. So please, guys, make sure to tune in on EuroLeague's YouTube on May 23rd and May 25th. We will broadcast live pre and post game from the semifinals and, of course, the championship game. Make sure to watch the Final Four on EuroLeague TV. Subscribe to all social media so you don't miss any future episodes or developments about the game that we love, the Turkish Airlines EuroLeague. Leave us some comments. We read them. We take care of them. Of course, we take everything into account. And if you are the listening type, we're also available on all audio platforms so you can listen to EuroLeague and friends wherever you are. See you soon.
Bye-bye.